Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn the Avav on Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Some of the topics we learn about today include the continuation of a discussion for the previous daf about the Isser Bal Ta'achar, including various situations, questions, and halachas related to this Isser. Some of the key topics and concepts that we learn about include Bal Ta'achar. If one makes a pledge to bring a carbon or another nedavin to the Beis HaMikdash, he may not delay fulfilling the pledge. If 3 Yom Tovim pass from the time he makes his pledge, without the pledge being fulfilled, he has transgressed the law of Leisa'ach L'Shalmeh. There is a machlokes in our Gemara as to how to properly calculate these 3 regalim in order to be in violation of this Isser. Pigul, if while bringing a carbon, the Kohen has thoughts to eat this carbon after its designated time, this is called pigul, and the carbon becomes invalid. Bechor, the firstborn male of an ox, goat or sheep, has kedushas bechor, and it must be given to a Kohen. It cannot be redeemed. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if the animal had no mum, the bechor is brought as a carbon during its first year. If the animal had a mum, it was slaughtered and eaten during its first year, and it is mum and kohen. Today, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, a kohen must take care of the bechor until it develops a mum. Alternatively, he may sell it, even if it has no mum, to a non-kohen, who may then eat it after it develops a mum. Bati Arachema, houses located in a city that have been walled from the time of Yeshua are called Bati Arachema. If one sells such a house, he has the right to purchase it back within 1 year of selling it. If he does not redeem it during that time, then it is chalos and becomes the permanent property of the purchaser. Alila Regel. Alila Regel is the mitzvah to go up to Yerushalayim and each of the Shalosh Regalim, as stated in the Torah. Shalosh Pam Bashana, Yiroch Kol Zechurchas Penei Ha'odin Hashem Lakei Yisrael. Simchas Yamtev. There is a special mitzvah of Simcha Noinig on Yamtev, as the Pasuk says, V'samachta b'chagecha. As Rabbi Yeshua teaches in our Gemara, we're meant to divide our Yom Tov days. Chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'chem. Half of one's day should be spent in Torah and Tefillah, and the other half of the day should be dedicated to Oinig Yom Tov through eating and drinking special Yom Tov foods. Even the clothing that one wears on Yom Tov should be nicer and finer than one's Shabbos clothing to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov.